Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So it's our last podcast of the year of 2017.
Yeah.
And I thought we could talk about what do you do at the end of the year? Like, what do you do? Some people have the week off, that last week between the holidays, the Christmas and the New Year's.
Yeah.
And some people just have very slow, obviously not a very busy time.
Right.
So what can you do for your career during that week? Because I think it's a really great time to get a lot done.
Yeah.
So I wanted to chew the fat on that.
I like that. And actually, I'm even thinking, because I'm going skiing, right, that there are things I can be doing for our business.
On the slopes?
Mm-hmm. On the slopes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Like what?
Yeah. Well, because skiing has a lot of people who work in different industries. Mm-hmm. I could certainly engage people in conversations and talk about what we do or talk about our podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a little strange to carry business cards in my parka. I don't think I'll do that, but, you know.
You're not going to pull a book out, are you?
While we're sitting here waiting to get to this next slope here.
Go online to our website. No, but I actually have used those outdoor vacations to meet people and talk about our business. So anyway.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think any opportunity in a day is a networking opportunity.
Yeah.
There's always that.
So that's that. But then if you're in the office, what do you do?
Well, I just think it's a great time for all of you. I'm talking to my clients that have not updated their LinkedIn yet.
Yeah.
This is something.
This is a time.
Yeah, and I'm on people all the time about that. This is a great time to do it. You have a little thinking room space to really think about, look at others, see how you want to update yours, but make sure your LinkedIn is current.
Right.
I too often go on somebody's LinkedIn that they have not updated it to their current job.
Right.
And also the duties that you're doing at your current job, is your LinkedIn up to date? It should
be. Right.
So I think that's a good thing you can do. I also think it's a good time if you're potentially looking for a job to work on your resume.
Yes. Yeah. And actually, I was going to say, if you're someone who's in a more visual field, it's also a great time to update your website, like to add to your portfolio any projects that you've done recently.
Yeah, it's a good idea. I also think, get online and start following maybe thought leaders in your field.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you want to get educated in what's going on in your field, maybe join some associations, find out what meetings are going on early in the year, and maybe sign up for some meetings, sign up for some newsletters, just keep yourself better informed about your career, your industry, your job.
So it's kind of setting the stage for the coming year.
Yeah.
That's the opportunity at this time.
Well, it's also, it's a time when you're not working that hard and you can focus on yourself and your career and where you may want to take it in 2018.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you can probably also look at things a little bit more from the bigger picture, which is why podcasts, thought leaders, things that kind of stimulate inspiration for you could be good to
sign
check
up for some job alerts so that you're getting them when jobs, hit the whatever the waves, you should know about that. And maybe even just go on and look at different job sites that you didn't know about, search and try to find some so that you can be more informed. If you're looking, if you want to change, which, it's always a good thing to look.
Yeah. You know, the other thing for me is that I have to clear the decks as much as I need to prepare for what's going forward. This time of year is a great time to get rid of, to kind of throw out all the stuff that's from the previous year. And also to evaluate, right? To really stop and think about what happened this year, what was valuable, what would I not like to do again, what do I want to do more of going forward as I start to figure out what are my future plans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good time to assess potentially what your year was like really what your next steps might be growth-wise at your job.
Yeah.
So I think that you should take this couple of days, really. Most people have got a good week to just really think about how they want to start next year.
Mm-hmm. And I'd like to give another plug for this could also be a time to plan, you know, what we don't really encourage any kind of big ideas regarding diet and health during the holiday season. It's too impossible. But perhaps preparing for the coming year to sign up at a gym or to, I don't know, consider your nutrition, whatever the things that are helpful to you, to your health as a professional, kind of cue those up.
Yeah, I think a lot of people at the beginning of the year join a gym that they never go to. So,
right. So the key would be figuring out something that's manageable that you might put into your overall schedule. And I will say for me, this actually years ago on a new year, I started going to Funky Aerobics on Wednesday evenings, and it changed my life.
Changed your life?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a big statement.
Yeah, because I realized that unless I scheduled it, I wasn't going to leave work at a reasonable time and therefore do this thing that was so rejuvenating and really fun for me.
Yeah.
So it sort of got me on the track of taking better care of myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a possibility.
Good. Right, so I agree with you. I think taking care of yourself goes along with taking care of your career.
Right.
Because you want to be at your best.
Yeah.
In order to job search or, you know, you don't want to update your LinkedIn when you're feeling, you know, you want to update it when you're on the up anyway.
Come back from a run and then update your LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's it. Join us next time for another My Crazy Office Overtime. Thank you for listening this year, and we'll see you in 2018.
We wish you all a happy and healthy new year.
Yes.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.